I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. Britain and the European Union have agreed to continue trying to reach a post-Brexit trade deal for a few more days after face-to-face talks between the British Prime Minister, Boris Johnson, and the European Commission President, Ursula von der Leyen. Both sides said large gaps remained between them. Without a trade agreement, tariffs will be imposed on goods from the start of January. Our political correspondent, Rob Watson, assesses why they extended the talks.
There's a twofold answer. One is, I think both sides would like to perhaps hope that there is still some kind of deal that they could achieve, that there could be some kind of compromise, notably from the other side. But I think the second is that if there is going to be a no deal, I think neither side is keen to get the blame to be seen as the one walking away. Because you can imagine if there is a no deal Brexit in January, there are going to be almighty recriminations and there's going to be all sorts of blame as the economic dislocation kicks in.
The US president-elect Joe Biden's son Hunter has said he's under investigation for potential tax violations. In a statement released by the presidential transition team, Hunter Biden said he took the matter very seriously, but was confident a review would demonstrate that he'd handled his affairs legally and appropriately. The electoral authorities in Ghana have declared that President Nana Akufo-Addo has won a second term after securing more than 51% of the vote in Monday's election. He defeated John Mahama, who has complained of vote rigging after securing 47%. Mr. Mahama's National Democratic Congress has said he'll appeal against the result. Speaking after the declaration, President Akufo-Addo thanked voters for his victory and said his immediate task was to reverse the damage inflicted by the coronavirus pandemic.
I am deeply humbled again by your show of confidence, and I do not take this lightly. There could be that tendency for an incumbent president who has just secured a second term in office to, as it were, take it easy and relax. I am of a different character.
Federal and state regulators in the United States have sued Facebook, saying the company is abusing its dominance in social media to crush smaller competitors. Antitrust officials called for Facebook to be broken up by being ordered to divest Instagram and WhatsApp, which have billions of users. The New York State Attorney General Letitia James is leading a coalition of 48 states suing Facebook.
For nearly a decade, Facebook has used its dominance and monopoly power to crush smaller rivals and snuff out competition, all at the expense of everyday users. They've reduced choices for consumers, they stifled innovation, and they degraded privacy protections for millions of Americans.
World News from the BBC.